7.9.
Welcome to Infusion, Prophetic Moment Live Open Forum Radio Broadcast. Here are Americus Cheney, Apostle of Sons and Daughters of Elijah Covenant Fellowship, and Dr. Clarice Cheney, Senior Pastor of Soul Harvest Ministries.
Good evening and God bless you on today. We know what's happening out there, and I just wanted to encourage those through this catastrophe, through this storm and that we're facing out there, that God is yet still in control. Blessings into everybody. Allow God to be your guide. Let him be your spectrum. Let him be your light. He would never leave us nor forsake us, regardless of what circumstance or what situation that we're in. I give honor to the Spirit of the Lord because he allows us to see another day. And I give honor to the Lord for my lovely wife, my companion in her absence, Prophetess Dr. Clarice Cheney. And bless my wife for that and everybody that is a part of the Soul Harvest Family Worship Ministries and also Sons and Daughters of Elisha Covenant Fellowship. Blessings into everybody, those that are listening. There may be somebody out there that's saying, piggybacking on what we did last week, our broadcast, pertaining to the end time and the things that we're living, the time that we're living in. And it's not the time to fear. It is not the time to allow these things to grip our heart, that we have a redeemer and we have someone that is greater than anything, any impact that it could, that is associated with drama, chaos, anything. We have someone. The only thing we have to do is learn to lean upon him, lean upon God, lean upon him for your strength. He's the only one that can supernaturally give us or endow us or deposit in us to walk supernaturally and to love on him. And not only that, then we could actually be able to walk and fetter the storm. We're able, no matter whether if it's a physical storm, if it's a spiritual storm, anytime that there's a climate change and a shift physically, I literally believe there's a spiritual climate and there's a spiritual shifting. Are we prepared? A lot of us, we have been prepared. A lot of us, I don't know what the situation you're in right now, but spiritually to be prepared when this storm, Hurricane Irma was announced several weeks ago that it was in the Gulf Coast and what would happen when it comes on in land throughout the state of Florida and through Carolinas and whatnot have you, is that we was getting to be prepared. We were preparing ourselves and we were getting the water. We were getting the food necessary to provide us with nourishment through days or whatnot, flashlights, candles and whatnot, to accommodate our circumstance that we predicted that would happen. And so in the spiritual sense, we have to do the same thing. We have to begin to gird ourselves. We have to begin to discern and respond to the spiritual shifting, the spiritual climate of what we're living in and the atmosphere, to change that atmosphere, to change where we're going, to change when we see these things happen. Jesus made a comment in the Word of God and he says, well, you can discern the sky and you can discern the weather. And so also we must begin to discern the timing that we're living in and the time that we have. God wants you to be all that you can be, regardless of how and what you may think. You may be listening to this broadcast and you may say, well, look what's going on. He is still yet in control. I'd advise you to, beloved, is just put your faith in him. Put your heart, lean upon his bosom, lean upon his breast. These things ought not to come to attack us and to show itself as something strange or, excuse me, we may not be aware of these things. We are aware of these things. The scripture even tells us about these things. A perilous time shall come. earthquakes in diverse places, hurricanes and all these things and unusual places. We're seeing them. And so at the same time, we ourselves have to be girded up within our hearts. We have to be strengthened. The scripture tells us, Jesus says that when the wind came, because our faith was founded upon a solid rock, we was founded upon Christ. Christ is your solitude now. He is your strength now. He is the power right now. He is. You put your faith in him and he will see you through. No storm. No weather, no severity of chaos or whatever you're going through. You're not challenged more than what man is capable of doing, especially when you're anchored in the Lord. When you're anchored in God, you ask the Lord to give you strength. Only he can give us the ability to lean upon him supernaturally. He can't do it in our own flesh. We can't do it, beloved, in our own cognitive rationalization. You cannot think or either fathom what God and the purpose that God can do for us. Only thing what I'm saying is that to have faith in God. When you trust and you truly put your faith in God, he's able more to cause us to survive. And regardless of what the circumstance situation is, God can cause you to survive. You are a survivor. We are more than conquerors through him that love Christ. When we see all these things that come upon the face of the earth, the scripture tells us to look up because our redemption draws nigh. When we see all these things, our hearts ought not to faint because of these things that are coming upon the face of the earth. We know our redemption draweth nigh. We know the power of God does exist no matter what. And what you have to do, beloved, is trust in the Lord. I'm sure to tell you is when we put our trust in God, he's able more abundantly to show the immutability of his counsel. He has swore by two things that he would bless us, and that is his promise and by his oath. He swore by his own self, amen, that he would bring us into a land of plenty. He would bring us into that abundant place in himself. And it's not about, you might go through some things that, was travesty in our lives, and it may shake us and it may move us. But as long as we're bending, we're still solid. We're still founded. We're still rooted. And those that have put their trust in God, you're putting your trust in the Lord right now. You're not wavering. Stand in the faith and the power of God. Hallelujah. Stand on God's word. Stand and declare God's word for provision, for life, for provision, for the power of God to begin to operate in your life. He's able to do all things. He cannot fail. And we understand that it is an old cliche, but he will not fail. But let me get back to the spiritual, that there will be things that will try to shake your faith. Not only the physical things that we do see or do appear in our lives, there are things that are destined to try. Matter of fact, the word of God said that we will be tested, our faith shall be tested. And there are a lot of people out there that your faith is being tested right now. You may not know, you may not completely put your trust in God. The scripture tells us about the young man that was possessed by an unclean spirit in the word of God. And the young man's father, he said, Lord, if you can do anything, help and have pity and have mercy upon us. Jesus said this right here, which was very powerful. And he asked a question. He said, if I, noting that you have the power, you have the authority, you have the anointing, he has translated us out of darkness into his marvelous light. We are not children of the wrath that come upon us like the children of disobedience. And yes, these things are going to come and they're going to challenge your faith. But at the same token, he said, well, Lord, I believe. When the Lord said that, if you believe, that he said, all things are possible to him that believeth. All things are possible. I'm standing on faith, beloved. I'm standing on God's word. I wish and I pray to God that all that hear this, amen, that you're utilizing your faith. You're activating your faith. You declare God's word. You declare God's power. You declare God's authority in your life. You declare God's protection upon your life. It is greater. He told Gehazi, he prayed and he said, Lord, show Gehazi who is for us and that is greater than that which is against us. Just that this circumstance situation is greater. But the young man, he said, I mean, the father of the young man, he said, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. Some of you may be doubting. Your faith may be wavering. But at the same time, if you have that little inch of faith to believe the power of God for your life, God would activate it. And he would cause that very simple thing to be giant. And you have to begin to declare yourself, I'm giant in the faith. I am a conqueror in the faith. Glory be to God. I'm more than a conqueror according to the word of God, according to what Jesus has done for me. And he said, well, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. Begin to pray, beloved. Begin to ask God to take that little bit of doubt, that little bit. And sometimes things come to happen. It's not saying that you're very fearful. It's just these areas in your faith walk with God may be very minimal. But when you begin to declare God's word and begin to stand on God's word, he'll activate your faith and it becomes supernatural. You'll begin to see the manifestation of God's glory in your life. I know what I'm talking about. I'm not just saying just to say what I'm saying. I've seen the evidence of God's power. Glory be to God. I've seen the evidence of God's glory. The evidence of supernatural manifestation to move me. And so don't allow things to move you, beloved. Do not allow things to cause damage to your faith by allowing it to weaken you. The Bible say that if we keep our faith, the Bible say we will mount up like angel wings, and if we do not faint, if we walk uprightly before God. Do not allow these things to have a faint in the heart, cause you to faint in the heart. Just stand and watch God moves for you. Watch God, amen, mount you up on wings of an eagle, and watch you fly above your circumstance, fly above your situation, fly above your circumstance, fly above the atrocities and the catastrophes in life. And I'm not saying that these things will not come. We prayed and asked the Lord to give us strength to endure, give us strength for patience. And watch, it's just, see, faith is just like a muscle. You have to begin to exercise your faith. When you begin to exercise your faith, beloved, then it grows. You begin to develop those spiritual muscles that causes you, when the weight of life sits upon you, you're able to lift it up, and you're not going to strain, but you have to get in the word. You say, well, man of God, what can I do? Get in God's word. I don't know where you're at right now. I don't know what you're doing right now, but take up that time to meditate in God's word. Take up that time to cultivate God's word. When you read upon God's word and you receive it, then you begin to activate by releasing your faith and uttering out your mouth that it is so. Amen. And then when you don't see, I hear a lot of people say, well, the fat lady having sung, you know, her last song, she sung her last song, and she may have sung her last song. The bottom may be bust out of the barrel. But when you have faith, God is still able to come and to resurrect, to rejuvenate what has been lost. Amen. And so I'm encouraging you today. I'm encouraging you, beloved, to let you know that God still lives, to let you know that Jehovah, Jireh, Elohim, the Eschaton, the Most High God is there for you. And he's able to protect your family. He's able to protect you. You have to begin to stand up and trust in him. Put your faith in him. He that put his trust in the Lord, put your faith in God. He's able to protect. As a matter of fact, he will not put you to shame. You will not be shameful when you put your trust in God, when you put your faith in the Lord and begin to stand up in God's word and say, Lord, I declare, because you said it, Father, you said in your word, except a corner, a wheat fall to the ground, it abideth alone. But now, Lord, you are in us. You abide in us, O Lord. Now we're many part of one body. You are a part of God's body. God is not going to destroy his own body. You are a part of him. He is the head. He is the kingdom. And the scripture tells us the kingdom of God comes not with observation, but behold, the kingdom of God is within you, beloved. And so if it's in you, you have every resource that's available to you in this realm of the spirit. But you have to trust in God. You have to yield to the Lord. You have to grab, regardless of what it may look like and what it may seem in the natural, in the physical realm. You must believe everything in the spirit. I tell people this all the time, praise God, that what is you're related to, if I get more of the word of God, I get more of the word of God, then I relate to God's word. It becomes my relative, watch this, my relative reality because I relate to it. If I relate more spiritual, then the spiritual becomes my relativeness, which in turn comes my reality. See, and so the spirit becomes your greater because you can, the Bible say what we see are only temporal, but the things that we do not see is everlasting to everlasting. And so greater is the power of God is the kingdom. So I'm encouraging you, beloved, just begin to open up your heart and receive Jesus Christ. Open up your heart and receive the power of God. Empty yourself. Do not allow fear to grip you. And I'm talking about the spiritual things that be of God too. Things that happens in our lives. There are those that children and God forbid may have been deceased recently, and you may be going through all that, and praise God, it is a time to mourn. Yes, it is a time to mourn. It's not nothing wrong to mourn, but it's a time when, praise God, that God begins to encourage you, begin to strengthen you in the spirit, begin to uplift you and cause you to ride in the heavenly places. What do you mean by the heavenly place? A place where we have solitude in the spirit supernaturally. There is nothing that we can do, amen, when it comes down to our own rational understanding to cause us to have peace when chaos have stripped us, when chaos hit your home. You can't possible, amen, unless it's by the power and the spirit of God. When you begin to yield to God, when you begin to ask the Lord to move for you in your behalf, I guarantee you that He will give you strength in the midst of the storm. He would give you strength in the midst of the storm. I've been there, done that, what they said, and I watch God, glory be to God, I watch God begin to move. I watch God empty me out and the things that are not like unto Him. I watch God do these things in my life. He could do it to your life, but you have to do this one thing, beloved, that is put your trust in Him. He will not fail you. He would not leave you. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. He means what He said. He is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he got to repent. If he said it, it's the Lord we're speaking concerning about the Lord Jesus Christ. We're speaking of the Most High God that created all things. And if He created all things, is not these things subject unto Him? Amen. And so, but you put your faith in Him, associated with His will and with His purpose. What's your purpose, God? What is your will? I am in agreement with your purpose. I am in agreement with your will concerning my life, concerning me. And when you do that, you're acknowledging God. You're not trying to do anything out of your own strength. You're allowing Him to strengthen you in your spirit man, your inner man. You're allowing Him to strengthen your mentality. You're allowing Him. And I've been there. Like I said before, I've been in the mire, amen, in the clay of sin. I've been there. I've been just strung out on things of life and decay of what life is, and watch the power of God begin to rejuvenate and resurrect me. And so I know if He could do it for me, He can do it for you. Stand up and declare God's word for your life. Allow God's will and His purpose and what He said for your life. So I'm encouraging you today, beloved. I'm encouraging you to stand up on God's word. I'm encouraging you to begin to get up and don't allow disparity to grip you and to grip fear with you. Get up and rise up and say, this thing right here will soon pass away. This thing right here will not overcome and overtake me and destroy me. This will, amen, cease to exist. I may go through a little bit. I may go through, amen, a time. Every season is different. All things are not going to stay the same. There's a season. There's a time, amen, for the power of God. There's a time for things that we go through, the testing of our faith. But once we get over it, oh my God, once the scripture says that we're like gold being, amen, our faith is in the fire and it's being pruned. It's being purged to come out with purity. I want to have pure faith. I want to have a faith that is tangible in the spirit. I don't want to be moved. And I know there's a lot of people that are listening right now. You said, beloved man of God, that I am standing on my faith. I agree with you. I believe that God said and what God said. And we're not talking about cars. We're not talking about homes. We're not speaking of a grandeur of life. We're talking about the power of God today. We're talking about operating in God's provision spiritually. We're talking about a peace that passes all understanding. We're talking about where the Bible Bible said that if you, my words abide in you and you abide in my word, I will make my abode with you. We're talking about today standing on God's word, because you can't do nothing else. Amen. You can't do nothing else, beloved, but to have faith in God. What can you do? Can you turn to the left? Can you turn to the right? The Bible tells us that the scripture says in the book of Matthew that Jesus began to say, he said, think not what you shall eat tomorrow. Think not what you shall put on your clothing. He said, think not of these things. He said, the heathen, amen, desire these things. He said, but seek ye the kingdom of God and all my righteousness. Once you see, he said, then these other things shall be added unto you. You can't worry and, amen, begin to count a strand of hair on your head, but God knows before it even falls. He knows. Beloved, he knows all things. And so when you put your glory be to God, I feel the anointing of God. When you begin to put your faith in him, he will not allow you to be ashamed. He will not allow you to be ashamed. He is Eschaton. He is the infinite. He is greater than I am that I am. He's the rose of Sharon, the bright and the morning star. He holds the world in the palm of his hand. And we can say that and use a cliche. He is all in all. He's evermore. Praise God. He told Job, is my hand too short that I cannot deliver? God is infinite. He can do what he does. We are not, he's not a man that he should lie, neither the son of the man that he got to repent. He doesn't have to come back and say, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't have the strength to do this. This is God. He is able to say, when you put your trust in him, all things are possible. Look what the word of God says, beloved. All things are possible that him that believeth. Now watch this. Before that happened, they come across a sycamine tree, a fig tree, and because it did not bear fruit, Jesus cursed it at his root. And they was amazed when they came by it the next day. Say, Lord, even the sycamine tree, Lord, is because he cursed. He said, not only that you can do to this sycamine tree if you believe, you can say unto this mountain, if you believe and have a faith as grain of a mustard seed, to be plucked up and to be cast into the sea. If you doubt not in your heart and believing what you have said, in prayer, you shall receive it. This is God's word. And so God is not going to make his word a lie, beloved. You just got to believe it and you got to stand on it. I've been in circumstance situations. You said, well, preacher, have you been? Oh, yes, I have been in circumstance situations. I had to totally put my trust in God. I could not move to the left, couldn't move to the right. I had to totally put my trust in God. And if you do it, beloved, he will not fail you when you put your trust in him. There's so many examples in the word of God, putting our faith and putting our trust in God. The scripture tells us how Lazarus, the Bible said that he was dead for 4 days, and his sisters begin to cry and they begin to plead. And the Lord said, well, if you put your trust in me, did not I say that I'm the resurrector? He can resurrect the craziest things in your life. He can rejuvenate you, beloved. You are not so gone that God cannot turn your life around. You have not lost anything that cannot be re-given. God can give you more. He's abundantly going to show you the immutability of his counsel. His kingdom belongs unto you. We have access to the kingdom. Go ahead and access that by faith. Go ahead and stretch your hand towards heaven and begin to declare God's word. Go ahead and begin to speak and declare God's word for your life. Begin to prophesy, beloved. Begin to prophesy. And it's in the word the Lord wants you to have faith. Matter of fact, he began to rebuke his disciples when they could not look at the scripture says this, and I know I quoted it last week. The scripture says Jesus was on the hinder part of the boat, and they begin to rise up. The disciples is and they say, Lord, don't you care that we perish? Don't you care that we're dying out here? We're demising, and you're asleep. Wake him up, wake him up, Peter, wake him up, somebody wake him up. And the scripture tells us that Jesus gets up, and what they wanted Jesus to do is to help out, to bail out this water. They did not look for a supernatural manifestation. Don't be like the disciples in the boat. They're asking the Lord to do something manual. Their faith only went to a particular part and said that, Lord, you're with us, but we want you to do manual work. We want you to bail out this water. We're going to die. You must not care. And the scripture said Jesus arose, rebuked the winds and say, peace be still. Turn around to them and rebuke them. How long must I put up with you? How, in the King James Version said, how long must I suffer you? How long must I put up with you? Beloved, he wanted them to do. He wanted them to have faith enough that they would not wake him up, but begin, our glory be to God, to speak to the winds and the elements. He wanted them to do exactly what he did. And he got upset with them. The young man that was possessed by the devil, which I mentioned earlier, he said, how long must I suffer you? They should have cast out the devil. You have the power, beloved, because of the Holy Spirit. After that which is the Holy Spirit come upon us, we shall have power. Dunamis, you have exousia. You have delegated authority that's been given to you by the propitiation, the atonement, and the blood of Jesus Christ, that you can declare God's word. You can begin to seek God's word, stand on God's word, and declare what he, you say, what is declaring? I hear you always. That means that, say, God's your word and what you said in your word for my life will come to pass. He wants you, beloved, to rise up and to begin, no matter the climate change in your life, no matter the atmospheres in your life, no matter the season that is in your life, you stand on God's word and you declare God's word. No matter what happens and no matter what you see, don't go with what you see. Excuse me. Stand up on God's word. Do not allow these things to come at your life and dictate what your life will be because you see something that might be a fact. The truth is what God says. Although that it may appear as if this is what it is and it's not going to get better. That's a season may perhaps be in your life. But yes, beloved, it will get better. It will, this soon storm will pass in your life. It will not stay always in your life. You will not go through these bad things and turmoils in your life. You will achieve what God say you will achieve, but you got to have faith. Don't allow sin to ravish not only in your mortal bodies, but in your atmosphere. If sin is imperative, it will impair you not to believe in God's word. So if you're doing anything and not pleasing to God, I advise you, beloved, to leave that alone and get out of that and say, well, Lord, I trust in you, Father. I trust in your word, O God, and I will not allow myself to continue in sin, to bar me from your blessing. Obedience. When you're obedient to God, and it's not saying that you have to please God by trying to be religious, but put your faith in him and to begin to acknowledge him. Once you begin to acknowledge him and put your faith in him, he's able to do more abundantly. Amen. Towards you, beloved, and towards your family. And say this prayer with me. Our Father, I bless you today. I glorify you today, Lord God, regardless of what I see, regardless of my circumstances. Hallelujah. Regardless of what's going on in my life, I declare your word on my life, God, right now. The buildings may be shaken. My faith may be shaken. But yet, oh God, I put my trust in you that you are Lord and you are Savior. And you are my everlasting Father. And I put my trust in you, God. I believe in you regardless of what I see, regardless of what I hear. I believe in you, Father. And I will not allow these things to come and to shake in me. I will not allow these things to move me. I will not allow these things, oh Lord God, that you planted me on a solid rock to ravish my life. You said these things will come at me and I will not fall because I'm founded upon a rock. Hallelujah. And that salvation and a rock is you, Jesus. And I declare your word for my life, oh God. And if you pray this prayer, amen and amen, and you stand on God's word and believe in God's word, beloved, he will see you through in the midst of the storm. We're not just talking about the physical storm. We're talking about storms that is in your life. Amen. We're talking about things that would come in your life that it would seem impossible. But remember, beloved, all things are possible to him that believe. If you believe, he will not cause you to be ashamed. If you believe in God's word, he will not cause you. Amen. To those, amen, that are out there and that are listening to this broadcast, have faith in God. Stand up on God's word. Allow God to prove himself, to show himself mighty. And he will to those that put their trust in him, those that love on him. Amen. Turn away from sin. I pray to those that are in sin that do not know Jesus and you want to know him as your personal Savior. I pray right now, Lamb of God, that you would minister to their heart and that you would minister to you would minister to the heart and you would save them right now in the name of Jesus. I declare it, oh Father, that you would touch them by the power of the Holy Spirit, that you would cleanse them, that they would know you, Lord God, Father, as Father and as God. And I honor you, Lord, for it. And I bless you in the name of Jesus. Touch the bodies of the children, oh Lord, of your kingdom. Touch them right now, Lord God. Save them and deliver them. And we bless you until next time. This is, and if you want to join us for service until next week, we're at 5560 Temequana Road, across the street from the Latin restaurant in the Temequana Business Park. 11:30 is our service. We would love to see you there. Blessings. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us for Infusion with Americus and Clarice Cheney. You're invited to join Soul Harvest Ministries tomorrow morning at 11:30, 5560 Temequana Road and the Temequana Business Center. Connect with Soul Harvest Ministries on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And visit them online at soulharvestfamilyworshipministries.org.